This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's coming up to 5:42 in the evening. This is the evening edition with Lynn, and we're talking today about MPs reaching out to their constituents within the MCO as well as the enhanced MCO. And we bring this up, of course, because earlier this week, Batu MP P. Prabhakaran was detained at the Sentul Police Station and released on bail for violating the MCO after checking on his constituents. So if you'd like to weigh in on what you think, I mean, what is a responsible way for MPs and political leaders to engage with the public to be able to help? What should be put in place? What would be fair? You can, of course, call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And as mentioned, we are now going to be headed to speak to P. Prabhakaran, who's the MP for Batu, to find out what his experience has been like. YB, thank you so much for joining us. To start off, can you tell us how your constituency is coping with the MCO so far?
Something new for this world, and not only for Malaysia. And the people should understand that this is a pandemic. So there are no point complaining about it. But the people in my constituency are mostly B40s, and they feel insecure. They feel depending on someone else, like NGOs and my office, you know, because mostly in my constituency they are people who do business on the street, peniaga tepi jalan, they open up stalls, curry puff shop, all these local businesses. So they, when this MCO is there, they could not be able to run their businesses. So this affects their daily income. So they are really, really worried about their food and all.
And on that note, a few areas within Batu have actually been placed under the EMCO. Can you tell us about the situation there and how the residents are coping?
Quite bad, because this enhanced MCO is something like imprisonment. They are not allowed to come out at all. And some of them still lacking of many stuff, like daily things at home, like rice, food items and all this. And some of them are having some medical issues, and some of them like lack of medicines and all, which they can't go out and buy their medicine. And I did some calls here and there. They were able to send the TKM and get few help from there. Like the dialysis patient yesterday was able to brought up to a dialysis center to do the dialysis. And JKM has released their hotline 24 hours. They have their hotline, and I think today is less complaint, but earlier first day, day before yesterday, was quite troublesome for the people to accept this lockdown. But I told them to be patient, because we must understand that we are fighting with something which we can't see, an invisible enemy. So I think it's good that that particular red zone which is under enhanced MCO. So I hope the government agencies do their best, but some government agencies last minute, so they could not prepare themselves. Like the first day, until the third day, there were no manpower to send the bantuan. But somehow, today they were able to send it after quick action by JKM and CKM. So today even I sent my bantuan there, and hopefully everything is fine. But I did create a WhatsApp group with all the residents in 3 phases, and the WhatsApp group, which consists of 250. I have personal touch with all the residents, most of the residents, not all. And now I'm just monitoring everything.
And, you know, Defence Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob has said that EMCOs are announced at the very last minute to prevent people from running away. Do you agree, I suppose, with this thought process and approach?
I agree with that thought process, because I feel that is the only way we can handle the immigrants, because the immigrants are worried that if they are caught, that they will be sent to their country back. So I feel that if the lockdown was not told earlier, they can immediately capture those immigrants, may be positively COVID-19. They can control this COVID-19, whoever have it, so that it would not be spread to other people.
I see. But I suppose, you know, what effect does this have on your constituents when these measures are announced at the very last minute?
For the public, the effect is they may be not prepared for this 100% lockdown. They may be having some medical appointment outside. They may be having some problem with their finance, which they, even if it's lockdown, you can't be going out, you can't be finding any shop. They may be having some problem. Like some of them are renting, and some of them, some of the families are outside, some of the family are inside. So they are not prepared.
Yeah, and as you pointed out yourself, I mean, some EMCO areas do have a high population of foreign workers and migrants. Have they been able to receive adequate aid and support?
I was told by the Pasar Borong organization that the food for the foreigners, the immigrant workers, are not sent accordingly, which even the third day they were not sent any food. That was what they were telling me. Even it came out in Malaysia Kini. And if I'm not mistaken, the second day, the third day they were able to send some. The second, until 48 hours, they were there without any food. That was what came out in an article in Malaysia Kini. I think that's a fact, because no government agency denied that. And there are some parts of the government agency still trying to get some funds for the foreign migrant workers, because they don't have peruntukan to help the foreigners. What I got information from DKM is they are looking forward, working together with two corporate companies to get some donations for the immigrant workers and foreigners to send their aid.
And can you maybe talk to us about what restrictions you are facing in serving your constituency at the moment? I mean, we've read about and we spoke about earlier also some of the issues that you've been encountering.
Yeah, so I think I am quite confused with myself, because I don't know whether I can go out or not. Because they put me at risk. I melanggar PKP, and they tangkap me. They brought me to IPD. They arrested me, and they put me two charges. One is melarang penjawat awam bertugas, and other one is langgar PKP, which I feel it's injustice and unfair for me, because I'm an selected rep, a member of parliament who is doing my tugas, my duty as a member of parliament to send or do programs to help the people in the kawasan. I have been following all the SOPs, following all the peraturan, the rules and regulations, but I don't know why they said I langgar PKP. I disobey NCO. I'm still confused with that. And I'm quite disappointed when some of the member of parliament can sit and eat with people, and I being denied or restricted to do my job as an MP.
So, on that note, Deputy Federal Territories Minister Edmund Santara has refuted claims that there was an altercation between the two of you. Would you like to offer some clarification?
I entered that meeting room, or I can say war room, with permission. I did not force anyone to let me in. And I waited for the meeting to finish, to meet the deputy minister, to tell him there are few things had to be done immediately. But I was not given the opportunity. I was inside the meeting room after the meeting was over. If some say that I was inside the meeting, I just went in like that, it's wrong, because there were a lot of police officers taking care of the entrance. I did not force myself to go in or force the police officer to let me. They gave me the permission because they know that I'm the member of parliament, and they know that I want to meet the deputy minister to give him the suggestion. So I went in there, and so I was waiting around 5 minutes to discuss with him about this issue. It was not a meeting scenario, okay? I know what a meeting and what a normal discussion is. And after that, I approached him. That's where some argument started, where they told me to go out of this place. And I questioned, why should I? I'm the member of parliament. And they forced me, they allowed me. I was like, okay, I will follow the law and the arahan, what he said. And that's all. I was not authorized to go in. The police shouldn't have let me in. And I don't see any wrong from a member of parliament to meet the deputy minister to talk about the problem.
So in the midst of all this, in your view, should the guidelines for an MP to carry out their duties be changed?
The MCO guidelines, for now, I think it's okay, because I think that the MPs were guided with a police officer. Before this, I do program. There were police officers watching us. We are not allowed to do gathering. We are not allowed to not wear a mask. We should wear a mask. We should sanitize. That is normal. And the SOP is a 1 meter rule. All that we follow, and nothing wrong in that. But in my case, I don't know what happened. I don't know which part of PKP or MPO I disobeyed. So I really don't know. I'm confused.
And the latest update is that you were invited to consult with the Social Welfare Department to talk about distribution of aid to residents at Taman Sri Murni. What were the key points highlighted from your end during this discussion?
I highlighted a few things, such as what is the system that JKM is doing to send the aid, and what is the delay of the government agency to send the aid, because till now, many of them haven't received the aid. And I did question how is the response from the people when JKM do the banchian. So I was told that the people are not happy with it, and there are a lot of requests from the people. And I also touch on the safety issues. I also touch on the cleanliness issues. And then I also touch on the... And there was also a few officers, not only JKM. So I did discuss, because you can't touching on the issues about cleanliness and also JKM, because they don't know anything. So everything, what they promise us, JKM, what they promise us, the aid will be delivered as soon as possible. And they told me that they mengaku that they are lacking of manpower. And then I said, it's okay, it is understandable, because the lockdown was not told earlier to JKM, which it is actually, you have to discuss with the government agency so that they can take precaution steps, but it don't happen. So the JKM now are working on it. They improved a lot. I can see the goods are being delivered quite fast, but still a lot of complaints received by my office. And even the JKM officer told me that they will open up the kedai-kedai runcit below the flat. They will open up for certain hours in the day, which I think most probably they will be announcing soon. And they also told me that they are 24 hours hotline system and 24 hours ambulance service. So these are the initiatives they have been done. It was quite a healthy discussion.
And one last thing before you go, what would you like to tell the public during this MCO?
I would like to advise them to, you know, the normal advice, stay at home, be very safe, and don't leave the house. Follow the law, the PKP, the MCO law. I know our movement have been restricted, but this is for the betterment of the country. Now is the time where we sit at home and we focus how we gonna help others to have a better life. Like some of them in PPR, they don't even have food to eat now. So we should think about them and do more donation program. If NGOs out there are quite actively doing donation, and I would request the NGOs should follow the rules and regulation of MCO. And I would like to say that this is also the time we should unite and keep our unity together so that after this PKP and all this over, we should start up a new life, a new nation, where we should build it together.
YB, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. You just heard there from YB P. Prabhakaran, who is the MP for Batu, speaking to us about getting support and aid to areas within his constituency that are under an enhanced MCO. If you have any thoughts, anything you'd like to share, you can, of course, get in touch. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are going to head to the news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.